Okay, so just settling yourself down, making sure you are somewhere comfortable, either by sitting or lying down. And to help you start that process of relaxing, you may like to take some full, deep breaths. Breathing in and out in whichever way is most comfortable for you. Closing your eyes if you would like to, as you just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And as you focus more on the sound of my voice, you may be aware of other sounds around you too. Sounds from inside the room or sounds from outside the room. And it may surprise you or it may seem perfectly natural that these sounds don't bother you at all. They don't disturb you at all. They may even reassure you so that you can drift into those feelings of ease and relaxation, making yourself more comfortable now in your own time and in your own way, so that you can enjoy an experience of relaxation. And whether you experience this relaxation deeply or lightly, it's a time when you can do something just for you. Nobody else but you. Do something to help you feel more comfortable now. All over. All the way through. Just listening to the sound of my voice. And begin very gently. A process of calming relaxation. Where there is no right way and no wrong way to experience this sense right away. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to allow your awareness to drift to the top of your head, thinking about all those little muscles of the scalp, and just allow them to let go and relax. In the back of your head, feel the muscles soften. And now your face, your forehead. Feel it smooth out, soften, relax. And your eyes and your eyelids. Let them go droopy, drowsy, dreamy. Your cheeks, mouth, jaw muscles. Allow them to relax. Let go. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax, because you can actually feel the skin settling, smoothing out. It might mean that your mouth opens slightly. Whatever's best for you, just let it happen. Unclenching your teeth and relaxing your tongue. Because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. Thinking about your neck and shoulder muscles now. Notice any tightness or tension. Just drain away. The muscles of the neck releasing, relaxing. Your shoulders softening, letting go. Moving your awareness into the tops of your arms. Letting any tension drain away as you think on down through your elbows, into your forearms, down through your wrists, into your hands, into your fingers and your thumbs, right the way down into the very tips of your fingers and the very tips of your thumbs. Just letting all those muscles relax and let go. Drifting your awareness now into your chest, noticing the in-breath and the out-breath, just allowing the breath, not forcing it in any way, just allowing it to flow in and out at a rate that's comfortable for you. Welcoming a soothing, easy in-breath and allowing any tensions or any tightness to gently release with each out-breath. Letting any tension in the chest area simply drain away as you think on down to your stomach muscles, letting those muscles relax too. Then moving your awareness into your back, your upper back, lower back, the long muscles either side of the spine. Just let those muscles relax. Let go. Smoothing, softening, loosening all through the trunk of your body, into your thighs, as you think on down through your knees, down through the shins and calves, just allowing all those areas to relax and let go. Feeling the ease spreading all the way down, any tension flowing down, down through your feet, continuing down into and out, right out, at the very tips of your toes. And can you notice now how all those wonderful feelings of comfort and calm have been spreading through your body? The amazing feeling of pure relaxation seems to spread all through the muscles and nerves in your entire body, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, all the muscles of your body beautifully relaxed and easy, very lazy, feeling lazy, easy and comfortable. And now just let your mind and imagination drift. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things. But you know, it doesn't matter if you find you can't imagine all the things I'm asking you to. You might even find your mind wandering off quite a bit, so that my voice fades into the background. But that doesn't matter either. The sound of my voice is going to continue to relax you. And it really doesn't matter if you don't hear all the words I say. I want you to imagine that you're standing on the terrace of a lovely old house. It's a house that could be like a stately home or a country mansion. And now I don't know if it's a place that you already know, or perhaps it's a place in your imagination. But what I do know is that it's a beautiful day. It's a lovely day. You can feel the sun on your head and shoulders. Not too hot, just comfortable. And there's a gentle breeze playing against your skin. As you look around you, you notice an elegant flight of steps. 10 broad steps leading down into a beautiful sunken garden. A garden where you sense peace, well-being, and comfort. And in a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And as I count down all the way from 10 down to 0, I want you to imagine that each number is a step down on this beautiful staircase, a step down towards this beautiful garden. And each step you take is another step down into deeper and even deeper levels of comfort, so that by the time you get to 0, you can be just as relaxed as you would like to be. 10, take the first step down now, relaxing, letting go. 9, feeling more and more relaxed. No need to hurry, plenty of time. 8, moving down easily now. 7, feeling comfortable. 6, more and more comfortable. 5, really relaxing now, just let go. 4, becoming calmer and calmer. 3, calmer still now. 2, more and more relaxed. More and more comfortable. 1, all the way down now to 0. And now you find yourself in this wonderful garden. You can feel the softness of the newly cut grass beneath your feet. As the scent of masses upon masses of brightly coloured flowers seem to envelop you. And there's the gentle sound of nature all around, birds singing, echoing faintly in the stillness of the air. It's almost a magical place, stretching into the distance as far as the eye can see in all directions. You can see beautiful shrubs, tall, elegant trees, and an ornamental fountain which seems to feed into a gently trickling stream. This fascinates you, and you wander to the edge of the stream and gently lower yourself down onto the soft, grassy bank and just sit for a while, gazing into the cool, clear water, enjoying the sense of tranquility that sweeps over you. And just listening to the faint sound of the fountain splashing into the pool that feeds this gentle stream. And after a while, you lay back on the grass and gaze up at the clearest of blue skies, the occasional fluffy white cloud just drifting on by. And as you relax more and more, your eyes begin to close. You just drift and dream and dream and drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And as you sleep, you have a dream. You dream that your whole body is becoming lighter, lighter and lighter. So light that you feel you must surely begin to float on air at any moment. And then you feel yourself just floating and drifting, gently borne aloft and supported by the softest of warm breezes. And you can somehow see, through your closed eyelids, that you're floating in a sea of colour, a warm sea of colour, that relaxes and comforts you as you just drift, suspended in warmth and colour, that seems somehow unreal and yet at the same time has a comforting, familiar, safe feel to it. You are aware of misty reds and orange, soft, muted yellow tones, gentle greens and blues that seem somehow like clouds, and the deepest, softest indigos and violets that you could ever have imagined. And it begins to dawn on you that you're floating in a rainbow, a magical rainbow. Because in this rainbow, time and space doesn't exist. And it gradually begins to seem to you that you might even be able to float here for just as long as you wish. With this wonderful, relaxed, comfortable feeling. Just floating and drifting, drifting and floating. Through this magical sea of gentle, flowing colours. Where time seems to be suddenly of so little importance. As you ponder on these thoughts, you feel yourself beginning to float gently downwards, lower and lower, softly sinking down, down through this beautiful rainbow, becoming even more relaxed, even more comfortable, until eventually, you realise that you have stopped floating down and you find yourself on the shore of a tranquil lake, a large tranquil lake, surrounded by softly rolling hills that are shrouded in a gentle silver mist. There are trees and sweetly scented flowering shrubs and grasses growing at the water's edge. And everything is bathed in the most beautiful golden light. A golden light that seems to bathe everything in its warmth. And you find yourself feeling a sense of deep calmness and comfort that seems to fill your entire being. As you stroll lazily along the sandy shore of this wonderful lake, this peaceful, tranquil place. Noticing with a lazy curiosity that it seems to be constantly changing colour. Subtle changes blending so smoothly that it's difficult for you to know exactly when soft blue becomes a deep, soft violet. Or when that deep violet becomes a relaxing, translucent green. The changes of colour fascinate you, and you settle yourself down onto a small, smooth rock and just gaze out across the crystal clear waters. Every so often, something, a fish maybe, just something, breaks the surface, creating ripples that seem to flow gently and endlessly in all directions. Ripples that eventually lap against the edges of the rock that you're sitting on. You smile and lean forward to dabble your hand amongst them. And as you do so, you create yet more ripples. Ripples that shimmer in a kaleidoscope of different colours across the lake. Interacting with the others and making new, ever-changing patterns. And you realise that this tranquil place is the pool of all knowledge. That while you are here, you are part of everything and everything a part of you. And you find it easy, so very easy, to open your mind, to let go of any barriers to memory or learning. Your subconscious mind is confirming that it's helping you to relax, helping you to cope so much better with life, and giving you a confidence within yourself to deal with any situation that life has to offer. Your subconscious mind is giving you a new understanding of yourself, and this understanding gives you the power to make any changes that are for your benefit. And with every day that passes, your confidence is increasing. The confidence of knowing that you are capable of doing whatever you set your mind to, with a positive attitude and a quiet strength. More and more you become aware of a transformation taking place, gaining a more positive outlook on life. You believe in yourself more every day, and you are learning to act boldly, realizing that you are fully capable to make decisions that are right for you, and having the confidence to carry them through. So each day you become more confident, more secure within yourself. With your new relaxed attitude, both towards yourself and towards others, you realise that you are gaining control. Control of your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions. And this gives you a tremendous feeling of satisfaction, knowing that whatever happens, you can deal with any situation in a calm and in a relaxed way. You know that the key to good health is a calm and relaxed attitude towards life. You begin to accept life as it is, and you accept people as they are. As you continue to relax more and more with every day that passes, you feel better within yourself and about yourself. This gives you the opportunity to become more aware of the wide range of skills, strengths, and resources which are yours, which are within you, which are there for your use. As you become more aware of these resources, then you become more and more confident. And with these new resources, you know that you are directing your life now, and you know that life can bring the good things to you. In this way, you can be happier with each day that passes. Anticipate happiness, and happiness is yours. And how you think determines how you feel. and how you feel influences your behaviour. And you can learn to choose your thoughts with awareness of their power. You can seed beneficial thoughts in your mind. And day by day, you'll find more and more how important it is to choose your every thought with care. Because the thoughts you seed in your mind, the concepts and beliefs you accept with feeling, inevitably become your own living reality. How you choose to think today influences all your tomorrows. You can choose to make firm decisions about the direction in which you want to go. Becoming more and more relaxed with each and every day and focusing your thought energy on how you want things to be rather than how you don't want them to be. Withdrawing your thought energy from any problems so you can be free to attract solutions. So make a moving picture in your mind, a picture of you just as you want to be, as you see yourself having accomplished any desired changes. The unwanted patterns of behaviour have ceased. Everything is exactly as you want it to be. See it, feel it, hear it, experience it. Everything just as you want it to be. The picture becoming clearer, brighter, bigger. The picture brilliant, beautiful, wonderful. And leave this picture in the mirror of your mind to serve as an attracting force. And this is the fresh pattern your subconscious control mind can now carry forward, free from the problems and self-limiting influences that only arose through misunderstandings or false beliefs. You are entering a new experience, a new quality of life. And while you are pondering on those thoughts, I'd like to tell you a story. A story which reminds us that we all have the necessary resources within us. Once there was a village in a very isolated part of the world, so isolated that there were rarely any visitors from the outside world, and the people of the village had a secret. They had a magical painting. It had been given to them by a stranger back in the past, in a time before anyone could remember. The stranger had said, as long as this picture stays in the village, everything will go right for the people of the village. And the people felt safe having this picture. One day, another stranger came to the village, and the people, being very hospitable, made the stranger welcome. And they let the stranger stay in the room where the painting was kept. And when they got up in the morning, the stranger had left, and the painting had been taken away. The villagers were desolated. They felt their happiness had gone. Life could never again be the way they had pictured it. They looked out of the window and the blue sky had turned dark. The trees had stopped blooming. The birds no longer sang, and they felt very sad. Then a child from the village walked over to where the painting had been on the wall and started to paint a new picture. The child started to paint a beautiful picture of trees and birds, and then some others joined in, and soon all the people were cooperating in making this painting. They all got so focused and so absorbed in this painting, and it wasn't until the child looked out of the window and said, "Look, everything is changing," and they realized that the sky had become blue again. And the birds were singing, and the trees were back in bloom. Everything was becoming so much brighter. So now you can approach each new task with complete ease of mind, knowing that you are relaxed and in a perfect frame of mind. Calm, relaxed, and confident. Every day your confidence grows. That means tomorrow your confidence grows. And the day after it grows stronger than before. As you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows and becomes stronger as more and more. Your feelings of self-worth become strong and powerful. Each day with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control. You calm your mind. You are calm, relaxed, poised, competent, and confident. You now go into the world looking forward with a new and determined optimism. For you are armed now with new knowledge and understanding of that person you are, unique and special, confident in your own abilities, to be true to those values that really are important to you, and to recognize what is false and inappropriate. You can love and respect yourself for the person that you are, taking the image into your mind of you, happy, secure, confident, and self-assured, as you tell yourself, "I can, I will." These words now become an integral part of you, part of that internal harmony and ease that is now yours, as you choose to take it, and you will take it, will you not?